Elixir version 1.20's introduction of gradual typing marks a significant evolution in functional programming language design. This isn't just adding type annotations, it's implementing a sophisticated system that allows developers to incrementally add type safety to existing code bases without requiring complete rewrites.
The business implications here are substantial. Elixir's adoption in enterprise environments has been limited, partly due to concerns about maintainability and debugging in large code bases. Gradual typing addresses these concerns while preserving the concurrency and fault tolerance advantages that make Elixir attractive for distributed systems.
The technical implementation is particularly elegant. Rather than requiring developers to choose between typed and untyped code, Elixir 1.20 allows type information to flow through the system, providing benefits wherever types are specified, while gracefully degrading in untyped sections.
This approach reflects broader trends in programming language design toward pragmatic rather than purist solutions. We're seeing similar gradual adoption strategies in TypeScript's relationship with JavaScript and Python's increasingly sophisticated type hint system.
The Hacker News discussion reveals interesting perspectives from the Elixir community. Longtime users appreciate that gradual typing maintains the language's philosophy of letting it crash while adding tools for preventing crashes where appropriate.
From an enterprise adoption perspective, this could be the feature that pushes Elixir into more mainstream use cases. Companies that have been hesitant to adopt functional programming languages for large projects now have a migration path that doesn't require immediate expertise in advanced type systems.
The timing is also significant. As distributed systems become increasingly complex, Elixir's actor model and fault tolerance capabilities are becoming more relevant. Adding gradual typing removes one of the main barriers to adoption for teams coming from object-oriented backgrounds.
This connects to broader questions about programming language evolution. Successful languages increasingly need to balance theoretical elegance with practical adoption concerns. Elixir's gradual typing represents that balance effectively.
Speaking of practical development concerns, the emergence of specialized development tools continues to reshape how we build software. GUI, a GPU-accelerated UI framework for Zig, represents an interesting intersection of systems programming and user interface development.
Zig's growing ecosystem reflects the language's potential to fill the gap between C and higher-level languages in performance-critical applications. GPU-accelerated UI frameworks written in systems languages could enable entirely new categories of applications that require both low-level control and sophisticated user interfaces.
The technical approach of using GPU acceleration for UI rendering isn't new, but implementing it in Zig creates opportunities for applications where memory safety and performance are both critical. Think real-time audio processing, embedded systems with rich interfaces, or gaming engines where UI performance directly impacts user experience.
From a business development perspective, tools like GUI reduce the barrier to entry for companies that need high-performance applications but lack the resources to build custom graphics engines. This democratization of GPU-accelerated development could enable innovation in sectors that traditionally couldn't justify the engineering investment.
The broader trend here is towards specialized development frameworks that optimize for specific performance characteristics rather than general-purpose solutions. This reflects the increasing sophistication of software requirements across different domains.
SQL's enduring relevance provides an interesting contrast to these rapidly evolving development tools.